How do you measure? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Zogby poll declares the Obama honeymoon at an end, with numbers showing that the president's approval rating, once comfortably in the high 60s, have dropped to 50%, which would mean even his supporters are having second thoughts. Then again, I don't think anything has an approval rating of more than 50% anymore. You think if they polled capitalism, it'd get 50%? I don't think apple pie would get 50%. And you know why? Because for just about any new idea, there are 37 commentators like me arguing that it's the most moronic thing they've ever heard. How do you know who's right anymore? What's the measuring stick? Is it the stock market? Well, remember last February when Treasury Secretary Geithner first announced his bank plan? Market fell 382 points, and everybody said, stock market has spoken, he's a failure. Yesterday, he announced the details of his plan. Stock market roared ahead, 497 points. I'm still reading today that he's a failure. And now there's a debate over whether the president is on TV too much. So where once we had a president criticized for hiding from the press, now we have a president who communicates too much. Where once we had a president who mangled words, now we have a president who is too smooth, too good with the teleprompter. Whereas his economic team is not good enough with a teleprompter. I even read a piece from the Chicago Tribune, which complained that Mr. Obama wasn't getting his message across because, quote, in building his economic team, the president gave priority to technical skill and intellectual achievement. What was he thinking? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.